One other thing in terms of oncologic management that was interesting, which was we asked about biomarkers. And of course, we asked about this with lung and colorectal too, and there were important things in those tumors. But the two things we were curious about was one, BRCA testing. Because we had seen, I think it was at the last SGO meeting when we were polling people, we were shocked that not everybody was doing BRCA testing on ovarian patients. And here it is again. We have 25% of these patients were not BRCA tested and they died of ovarian cancer.
Right.
Any comment?
Well, completely unacceptable. It is something that comes up periodically. I mean, I think the data is very clear. It's now through SGO, ESMO, all sorts of organizations that every ovarian cancer patient should be tested for BRCA1 or 2 mutations. It's simply not yet penetrated into the general oncologic community. So we need to keep banging the drum on that. And that was shocking. And in fact, we don't even have specific guidelines when you have to test. It could be all the way up front in the diagnosis. It could be the first recurrence, the second recurrence. As long as the patient's tested, we need to have that information. There are now specific treatments for it. And of course, it has a lot of implications for the family.